says in Daf Kof Samach Amud Beis that there are certain Amoraim that instead of signing their name with their name, they would sign with a symbol. It says that Rav Tzair Kava B'chinin Tzair Chavisa, Rav used to sign his name with the picture of a fish. And Shaila is why, what's the meaning of signing with a fish? And the Shmam says that HaMefarish Tam, Amai Tzair Kava B'chavisa, and Elataya, somebody tries to say Pshat, why Rav would B'davka be chasm his name with a fish, is making a mistake. There's no Tam over here that we can understand. But then the Rashbam goes on to say, and the Rashbam says maybe the reason is because that's what Rabbi used to eat. He used to eat fish, and for that reason he was chaysim with the symbol of a fish. It still needs beer. Why is that a reason that that should become your signature? Because you eat fish. It's still not really needs more hazard over here. Why that became his chasima? The mashal over here says very nice pshat. He says that Rabbi over here is going l'shitasa because he says the Gemara says in Shabbos. In the Rav used to Kufi Chasim Beis. The Gemara says the Rav was Ma'anik Shabbos with Dagim. That was the special Michael that he would eat Muhammad Shabbos. It says that Diktak Menuza Bedagim Bedagim Muhammad Shabbos Kedisa Red Kol Kismei. Being that that was his food Muhammad Shabbos Dagim, that became his signature. Makes it a little bit easier to understand, but still needs beer. Why is that a reason to be Chaisim? Every Shtar he did during the week he was Chaisim with the symbol fish because that's what he ate for Shabbos. It's still a little Tamua why that became his signature. And I was thinking that maybe the Pshat could be LP, something that Rav Dessler writes. The Pasuk says, Rashi says that on Shabbos, you have to imagine, Kilu kol malachtecha asuya. Shabbos comes, you shouldn't think about your malacha, don't think about your business. You have to imagine as if it's all done, it's all finished, even if you're in the middle of something and you have tirdus from your parnasa, but come Shabbos, you don't think about it all. And you have menuchas on hafesh. And the question is, how do you reach such a madrega? The mice, a person could be tired in his parnasa, could be in the middle of some type of business deal. How is he supposed to turn everything off when Shabbos comes and have that menuchas nefesh and imagine kilu kol malachtecha asuya when in reality it's not a suya? The ma'aseh, there is stuff that needs to get done. How are you able to reach that madrega of kol malachtecha asuya? So if that's what is masber, that this is an avodah that really happens, starts during the week, not on Shabbos, that when a person is makir, that when he is working, that really it's not him who's doing it, he's just doing his ishtadlis, but really all the parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's just a payal ma'alma, he's doing his ishtadlis, he has to go and go to work and work in order to allow the shefa to come. But ultimately, where is it coming? It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not telling on his meisim. It doesn't make a difference whether would he if he does this pula or doesn't do the pula. It's all beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be, it will be. Even if he's stuck smack in the middle, if you work with that hakar during the week, then when Shabbos comes, it's takhlo kol malachtecha asuya. Right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to stop working. It doesn't make a difference when you're in the middle of l'maisa, the bracha will come. If you stop because of Shabbos. So the way to come to the madrega of kol malachtecha asuya starts with the having the proper mindset when you do your work during the week. So it could be for that reason when Rav would be chaysim on a shtar, he's in the middle of some type of business deal during the week, we'd bedafka use the symbol of the fish, which represented what he did on Shabbos, his einik Shabbos, to remind him during the week that really the iker is Shabbos, really the kol malachtecha asuya, it's not him who's doing it, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that allowed him to come to that hakar during the week, that he's only being mishtal and all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he had that occurred during the week, when Shabbos came taka, he was able to come to the madrega of kol malachtecha asuya. But in order to remember that during the week, he bedafka used as his chasima, the symbol of fish, which is what was his symbol of Enik Shabbos. And that way he was able to be mashrish this idea that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Shabbos came, he was able to come to the madrega of kol malachtecha asuya.